Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Dawn Landis is a Brooklyn-based folk singer, songwriter, and accomplished music producer and engineer. She's recently released a new record entitled Bluebird via Western Vinyl. She'll be opening for the Felice Brothers at Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York on March 17th, and she joins us at the Linda right now. Dawn Landis, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hello.
You studied psychology and literature at NYU. Where does the music career come from?
I think the music career interrupted all of the other stuff. I did that thing where you go to liberal arts school and you have to choose a major, and I just never chose.
And how did you pursue your engineering, and how did you learn how to do that, and what about it appealed to you to make you set out to study?
Yeah, well, you know, I always messed around with recording technology when I was trying to record my songs in high school, and I would borrow a friend's four-track, and so I was asking people questions about boards and everything at clubs. And then in college, I went to NYU. I started taking some like film scoring classes and learning Pro Tools and being around people that were recording more, and I got really interested in it. And then I just got an internship. My first internship was working at Philip Glass's studio, and from
that's
there, it was just such a watershed moment.
I
was
just fairly legit.
It was amazing, yeah. And I was kind of like, that sort of started me, and it was a wonderful experience. And I still keep in touch with a lot of those people. Like, the people I met working there was pretty awesome.
And how does knowing what the engineering side of music entails influence your music creation?
That's a good question. I mean, songwriting and lyrically, not at all, really.
Right.
But music-wise, I mean, I tend to get obsessed with certain sounds, you know? Remember mini discs?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a mini disc player that I would clip to my pants, and I had one of those little stereo mics, and I would thread it through my shirt and have it on my shirt so that whenever I heard a sound that I liked, I would just record it.
Oh.
But now I have an iPhone, so yeah. It's wonderful.
It's a lot easier. Yeah. You were ahead of the game on voice memos.
Exactly. But, I don't know. I've made a lot of albums, and I've made a lot of other people's albums, and I've produced stuff, and I have a studio in Brooklyn, and I like sounds. I hear a sound and I want to make a sound that sounds like that, you know.
For your studio and when you work on other people's records, how does that collaboration begin? Do they come to you, or do you approach people that whose music you enjoy?
It's a little bit of both, I think. Most of them are friends of mine. It's like, what am I working on now? I just finished a record with this guy, Kenny Wallison, who's like one of my favorite musicians in the world. He's a renowned jazz musician, a drummer. And he has this marching band called the Himalayas. And I had been wanting to record them forever. And I used to play glockenspiel in that band. And, you know, they're wild. And they play rallies and protests and weddings. And, you know, they're sort of ramshackle, like, fun band. And so we made a record. And it took us about a year. But I'm really proud of that one. And, you know, I'm producing an Australian songwriter. Yeah, they're mostly just friends of mine that something about them resonates with me. And I think that I don't think of myself more as a producer, as like, I just want to help somebody get their own vision out there,
mm-hmm.
without putting too much of my own stamp on it. Like, I love the Steve Albini school of recording, which is kind of like, be transparent, you know, you are the medium, you're just like, you're getting it, you're taking a photograph of a moment, sort of thing.
Talking about your music, you have a new album out.
Yes.
Tell us sort of the story of Bluebird.
Well, the story of Bluebird is interesting because it's the first album of mine that I didn't produce.
Mm-hmm.
I had some hand in it, but it was mostly produced by my friend Thomas Bartlett, and his project's called Dove Man. And it was difficult for me to just kind of like let go of the reins and let somebody else make the decisions. But Thomas's first decision as a producer for me was to get me out of my studio. So he plucked me out of my studio in Dumbo and took me to another studio. And I used musicians that I had known for a while but hadn't really played much music with. So the whole experience was really different and new for me. It wasn't familiar at all. And I think that was kind of cool.
And how did you, we should mention Thomas Bartlett works with The National and Rufus Wayne, right?
Yeah. How did and Yoko Ono. And he's everywhere. Yeah. He just produced Glenn Hansard's record. Do you know Glenn?
I do. From Swell Season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And how did you know that the right choice for this album was to work with Thomas Bartlett?
Well, we've been friends for so long. I think I've known him for like 12 years. And we're just kind of friends with each other, and we've played music together a lot. He does these salons in New York that I do a lot, and it just seemed natural. It just really happened without much plotting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's hear a song from the album. What are you going to play for us?
Great.
First,
you know, I think I'm going to play this song's called "Try to Make a Fire Burn Again." Here we go. I don't lie, I just get by. I'm not gonna try to understand. Give it away every day. I don't think I'm gonna understand. Ooh, getting out of hand. Don't you wanna love me? Don't you want to see me mistreat me and try to make a fire burn again? Mm-hmm. Bless my soul, I fill my bowl. Don't think I'm gonna understand. I wait for time, an easy mind. I don't think I'm gonna understand. Ooh, getting out of hand. Don't you wanna love me? Don't you want to see me mistreat me? Oh, getting out of hand. Don't you want to love me all over again? Ooh, coming over me. Don't you want to see me mistreat me?
Tell us about your songwriting process.
Hmm.
Are you very, very disciplined? Do you write every day?
I would like to be more disciplined. I'm trying. You know, when I first moved to New York, I was part of a songwriting group, and I would meet every Monday, and we would have to bring our lyrics, and it was more of a poetry group than a songwriting group. Although, because you know, it's really hard to have an original idea, period. But to have a musical idea and a lyric idea every week is really tough. But it's nice to exercise. It's nice exercise. But I recently started a writing group with some friends, and so I'm trying to get back into the swing of you know, a schedule, a regimen. I think it's helpful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you have, just in your day-to-day life, song ideas occurring to you sort of constantly, and you have to jot those down also in your iPhone the way you do with found sounds?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, I've got a little note. I write little notes to myself. I'm a big post-it note person. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I'm always stealing. I think stealing lyric ideas from bits of conversations I hear, and I'll go ahead and give this one away. Who knows if I'll ever make it a song, but last night on the subway, a guy approached me and I had my guitar, and people, you know, people come up to you when you have a guitar, they think it's, I don't know,
an open
you're
door.
An easy target, you know. And he also had a guitar, and he was talking to me, and he actually pulled out his guitar and played me a song on the train. And then as he was leaving, I said, you know, have a good night. And he said, I already did. And I thought, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Like, either I'm going to say that in a conversation to someone, or I'm going to write about it in a song. I'm not sure, but...
You could do both.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's great. What is the next song you're going to play for us?
The next song. I want to do the title song from the album, Bluebird.
Great. Bluebird, the title track from Don Landis's new album. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You also work, in addition to your solo work, you're in a girl group called the Bandana Splits.
Mm-hmm.
What does working, singing with other musicians lend to your experience? What does it give you that performing alone doesn't?
Oh, I mean, music is such a communal thing. I love performing. I love singing with other people, especially. I think I mean, I didn't really start playing an instrument. I was more of a singer first, so I sang in a lot of choirs, and I love women's voices together so much. So it was really, I'd always wanted to sing with a bunch of other women. And when I met Annie and Lauren, the sound of the three of us together was just so soothing and wonderful. And so it's, I love performing with those two. And I mean, just in general, I mean, I started singing in a women's choir. Every Christmas I do a choir called Sirens of Brooklyn.
That's my next question.
Yeah, that's really great. It's a bunch of female songwriters in Brooklyn who do have their own careers and solo stuff, but we all come together and it's really a cool repertoire. Like we do some Benjamin Britten stuff. We do like a Yoko Ono song. We do, we did a Mariah Carey song. And I wrote a Bulgarian song, which that's that music, that women's Bulgarian singing is one of my favorite, like crazy close harmonies. And yeah.
And how do you juggle all of this? How do you get your schedule to work and then the schedule of other musicians and people to come together and rehearse and
that is
on
one
stuff
of
like
the
that?
Things that I'm least good at in this business. For example, I played at South by Southwest and I didn't figure out who was going to play with me. I mean, I knew I was going to have lots of friends who play music down there. And anyway, it's not my strong suit is scheduling. Yeah.
We have time for one more song.
Great.
What would you like to play now?
I'm going to do a song called Oh Brother from the record. Here we go. Oh Brother, time to get to know each other in a little Panama. Try to walk the bloodline. You say, sister, oh sister, where has she gone? You never even know you miss her. Standing on the lawn, waiting for love to come. Take her away, just trying to get away. But I can't escape, mistakes have been made. You chalk it all up to fate. Say, brother, hey, brother, did you really need a dime? Just think it over, you know you ask all the time. You leave your mother crying. You say, sister, oh, sister, get off my back. Wanna lose your temper, you never get it back. Believe me, I'll be gone. I'm gone away, just trying to get away. But I can't escape the choices they made. Oh, we're trying to get away. Chalk it all up to fate. Hey, brother, oh, brother, are you a friend of
Don Landis will open for the Valise Brothers at Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York on Monday, March 17th. Her new record is Bluebird, and it's available on Western Vinyl. Don, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.